Kunstradio, Radio Kunst.
Guten Abend im Kunstradio. Sollten Sie sich mit dem Gedanken tragen, demnächst einen Computer des Typs G3 der Firma Macintosh zu kaufen, oder haben Sie es gar unlängst schon hinter sich gebracht, dann kann ich Sie nur beglückwünschen. Eine wunderbare Anschaffung. Aber kurz muss ich Sie noch warnen, bevor Sie das gute Stück in Betrieb nehmen, lesen Sie die Gebrauchsanweisung bitte wirklich aufmerksam durch. Zum Beispiel gleich das ganz Großgedruckte auf Seite 1 der grünen Broschüre. Dort nämlich steht zum Beispiel, dass Sie mit diesem Computer und der mit ihm entwickelten neuen, ökonomischeren, ja geradezu revolutionären Art der Datenverwaltung niemals ein Programm mit dem Namen Norton Disk Doctor zur Anwendung bringen dürfen. Ein gutes Programm und hilfreich, wie übrigens alle Norton Utilities, aber eben nicht mit dem G3. Dort nämlich kann es sich verheerend auf Ihre Festplatte auswirken, Daten löschen, zerstören oder auch gleich den gesamten Speicherplatz entleeren. Warum ich Ihnen das erzähle? Weil genau jene unglückliche Vermählung von G3 und Norton die für heute geplante Sendung eines Stückes von Jim O'Rourke verhindert hat. Jener amerikanische Gitarrist und Elektroniker hat sich nämlich während seiner gerade aktuell laufenden Tournee mit unseren allseits beliebten österreichischen Freunden Rehberg und Fennes beim Versuch, die Festplatte zu defragmentieren, alle dort vorhandenen Daten gelöscht und mit ihnen alle für unsere Sendung relevanten Sounds. Der Mann, der zu Hause in Chicago aber gewohnt ist, pro Tag zumindest 2 Fremdproduktionen zu leiten, 3 abzumischen und eine eigene Platte oder CD vorzubereiten, ließ sich vom täglichen Tourstress in Europa nicht aufhalten, allen Nortons dieser Welt zum Trotz noch schnell ein neues Stück zu kreieren, das Sie nun also ersatzweise gleich hören werden. Jim O'Rourke hat sich mit diesem Stück aber auch gleich eine neue Tür in seinem schier unendlichen Reich von Zusammenarbeiten und musikalischen Wegrichtungen aufgetan. In einigen Stunden vor und nach seinem Auftritt im alten Schlachthof in Wels und den Nachmittag vor seinem Konzert im Wiener Ritz hat er aus einer großen Anzahl schnell gemachter Samples ein Stück Plandophonics erstellt, das ihn sich schnell in eine Reihe von Künstlern wie Negative Land, John Oswald, Bob Ostertag oder Nicholas Collins stellen lässt. Jim O'Rourke, geboren 1969 in Chicago, anstatt ordentlich Hausübungen zu machen, lernte er ein Mikrofon zu platzieren, Tonbänder zu schneiden, die Gitarre zu spielen und zu malträtieren, ebenso das Akkordeon. Improvisiert mit Derek Bailey, Eddie Prevost, Henry Kaiser, Voice Crack, Evan Parker oder Günther Müller. Arbeitet mit Red Crayola und mit David Grubbs an Gastro del Sol. 1988 bis 1993 jede Menge Arbeit an elektroakustischen Tonbandstücken. Seither als Solist, Mitmusiker, Produzent, zum Beispiel von Faust oder Tony Conrad, Remixer etc. tätig. Arbeitet in verschiedensten Genres, nicht um sie aufzusplitten, sondern um sich eine Plattform zu schaffen für formale und soziale Forschung und Experimente. Viele, viele Plattenveröffentlichungen, unter anderem Rules of Reduction, Remove the Need, Terminal Pharmacy, Slapping Pythagoras mit Tony Conrad, When in Vanitas mit Sonic Youth, die Sonic Youth Jim O'Rourke EP Happy Days oder Bad Timing. Hören Sie jetzt also Jim O'Rourkes Stück Norton Recovery. Diese Sendung können Sie wie immer jetzt und dann noch eine Woche lang unter unserer Adresse www.thing.at/orfkunstradio online mitverfolgen.
Basically, it's by the book. It's a different melody, and it's 30 different pressures upon it. I don't even have the mind to think about how wrong it is, but I can't. We're not getting it.
Guys, you're trying to support one extra syllable in the space to get off where there's one left the other time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find a place to tuck that syllable that's rhythmically correct. And we ain't doing it.
Just keep doing it until we get it.
There's nothing wrong, okay? I'm not fretting to get
another in at a time.
Tell me
just
how
think
to
of that.
Tell me
one how. Good turn deserves
another.
Well, get that's it. In time.
I
don't have the answers. There is
I'm
room
I'm looking for
one. I have another thing to try.
Good.
Okay, try this rhythm. One, two, three, four. One good turn deserves another.
See, that takes the whole...
One good turn deserves another. One good turn deserves another.
Now you're changing this.
Now they're changing the whole...
Good.
So it's gotta be the same release as the second time.
Okay, so we won't even try.
We'll go have one extra syllable.
You have another as the extra thing. Instead of by the book deserves another.
Then don't do it. I don't want somebody who doesn't want to try to do it.
No, see, the difference is the producer suggested a part, and you said...
I don't like that idea.
Okay, but don't talk to
There's
me.
There's nothing wrong with one good turn deserves another.
Nothing wrong with it. We would have it by now. I'm not trying to cut into personalities or win victories here for my own ego. I'm trying to find a part, and we're struggling on the other thing. So let's try the producer's new idea. This even works, for God's sakes.
That's not the same release.
Good, it might be better. Until you try, you don't know, do you?
One good turn deserves another
is funky anyway. I mean, it's visual and it's fun, but you don't... But it's got to... But then come up with the words that have the same syllabic, mathematical value.
The whole point is to go, one good turn deserves another, 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 another.
It's got to echo right in time. That's the purpose of that line.
This is really claustrophobic.
It can't be performed. It's just a matter of getting it right. If it takes some time, that's the idea.
Oh, forget it.
You want to try a new idea or do you want to stick with the old one?
I want us to get the old one.
All right, now what do you want to do, Al?
I don't think so, but if that's how I can prove it to him, I'll do it.
Let's do it. It's a super white phrase. Super, super.
I'm a white man.
Super intellectual, but it's not a white tune. It's not a white part.
It was written by a white man, it's sung by white men, it's played by white people.
Doing it intellectual, to speak.
Those five syllables.
One good turn deserves another. It's just another plan.
But that extra beat
is killing it.
Out of time.
It's not out of time. It's adding on and on.
Okay, you're going
like
for consistency.
You're supposed to echo. One and.
Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up, okay? The and is not in any one of those other bars.
Well, it's not supposed to.
The argument is to do it the same way each time for consistency. You're pissing.
No.
You have
to come in the same. All I want this one to go is go another.
I give up. Do it until he's happy or until it doesn't happen.
I like the new melody. Still, in comparison.
One good turn deserves another. A matter of
fact
about the melody.
But that phrasing is one of the only ways I can figure to make it switch.
It's the same thing. You guys, you're not changing. All you're changing is the front part. One good turn deserves another. Another's in the exact same spot, you guys. So we're not changing anything.
You're being inexorable.
Okay, count. I'll do it. I'll count it for you.
Let someone count.
One good thing your part. One good turn deserves another.
See?
That's not where the echo is, though. The echo is on another.
Oh, and you just got your argument whether the echo is going to have another or another.
Every time you stop, oh, Jack, no.
Now,
I get a little bit of cooperation.
Now, you're being sagacious, man. And don't come off with that crap with me. You're pretending like you know what's going on. You have not tried the man's lines here. It might work. One take.
I don't like to change the...
The man is the producer. You have to try the line. You should.
Then
if you don't have...
How about this takeout deserves? One good turn gets another. Or something like that.
No, that's why the line is there, because it's one of those euphemisms.
Right.
Euphemisms.
It's colloquialism as well.
Mine can be done right. That's the thing. It's just performance.
Right, but we spent a significantly... Good enough. We spent enough time on it.
No, you
haven't done the other
thing. Attitude like, oh my God, this is just not gonna work.
Greg, you're gonna continue with the histrionics. I did that after the half an hour. Okay, are you gonna try the fucking part this producer came up with, or are you gonna stalemate the evening like a juvenile buffoon?
Stalemating. If you don't think it can be done, then don't try.
Yeah, it's the producer. Will you
listen
to
him? I'll try.
That is the damn argument.
My problem is you.
No,
you don't think it can be done.
You
move on right now.
I've got two people in the room.
I'm not saying
against the tragedy both ways. I'm not against tragedy, but
I'm
I can't do it.
Or give me
some
time.
All this is just not going to work.
Everybody goes up to the Lord and says it, because I don't want to talk to him. All right? Because
I don't like trying both ways, but I don't want to work with somebody who turns on every take and says, oh, this just isn't going to work.
Fucking go to hell for that line, because I didn't say that after every line, and that's a lie.
If you stuck to that, that is
I'm not going to sit here and try all night.
Prevarication.
But I will try
with everybody's cooperation. If nobody's going to cooperate, then I won't bother with it.
He's going off with some routine.
No, I'm not.
So phony.
I'm not.
You didn't want to try his line.
You didn't want to try his line, and now you're going to try. But the attitude's wrong. I'm just frustrated after spending enough time on that way. And he is too. So I say, let's try the line. But you don't want to. You've gone through like
why don't we
like,
do the line now? Okay, what's the Al, what's the melody?
One good turn deserves another.
Now the actual verse line is just that.
Just in a different
me, this line doesn't have the same impact as the other ones come in very.
Yeah, but we grab this one
and
it sounds real tight, man. And it's like a spell.
Tight.
It looks it's a kind of climax.
Alright, I don't know. Okay.
It's like, oh well, it's alright.
I did it. It's done. If we're gonna do it this way, we have to. There's gonna be a higher melody to it. It's just not. It's not as good as the other ones.
I think it's every bit as good.
It's emphatic and melodic. It locks it all down into a very accessible melody that anybody can sing.
Whatever, fucking, I don't care.
It's real. It's tight. As tight as the other ones. I'll tell you that much. Al?
Yeah?
Can I try getting mine, see if we can get it right?
I don't think you're going to have the cooperation or,
They all sing with you all night.
See, this melody is so natural.
It's just not the way these come in.
That's real unnatural anyway.
Third, Williams out.
Yes.
Call it a night.
I'd like to try it.
Saying, I don't think that everyone is in the right frame of mind to give it what you want right this second.
All right. Anything else we're supposed to do on our song list?
I think the night is over.
Alright.
Thank you.
Sie hörten das Stück Norton Recovery von Jim O'Rourke. Gleich im Anschluss an unsere Sendung hier, also auf dem Sender Ö1 bleiben, Sie können dann das Konzert von Jim O'Rourke, Rehberg und Bauer live aus Graz mitverfolgen, das dort stattfindet im Rahmen des Musikprotokolls. Morgen auch noch Jim O'Rourke, dann mit Werner Daveldecker, Christian Fennes und Christoph Kurzmann und übermorgen als Gast des Orchester 33 ein Drittel. In unserer nächsten Sendung hören Sie First Eastern Dream von Ivana Stefanovic. Übrigens, Norton gibt es jetzt in einem Update, das auch auf dem G3 läuft. Bis dann, Christoph Kurzmann.